This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلة وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله أيها الإخوة والأخوات لقد مر أسبوع تقريبا بكامله على هذا الشهر المبارك وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس قصتي وقصتك قصيرة جدا سوف أرويها لكم من كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى. My brothers and sisters, almost a week has gone from Ramadan. Just yesterday we were doing moon sighting and it's almost a week done and gone. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Our story is so short. Your story and mine is very short. It started as we were made off of clay and it's going to end in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this so beautifully in the Quran, in Surah Al-Mu'minun. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين. This man was created from sulala, from the extray of clay. ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين. And then from this extray of clay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this man off of what? A drop of a sperm. And then from this drop, Allah changed it into something else. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Then all of a sudden something that came from a drop, it was clay, then comes into this drop and then this drop into nutfa, a clot, and then into a lung and then into something called bones, عظام. ثم كسونا العظام لحما. And then we clotted these bones with لحم, with flesh. ثم خلقنا ثم. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it into a new human being. فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. And then what happens after that? ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون. So short. Right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then you shall all die. Created from clay, cloth, lump, and then عظام, bones, flesh, and the end is death. Human being and then death. ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون. And then from death what comes after that? And then in the day of judgment you shall all be resurrected. Such a very short story. Very short. You were created just last year. We had Ramadan and some people prayed with us Ramadan and fasted Ramadan and break their fast with us. This year they're not there. They're no longer there. They're gone. In fact, not too long ago, just a few weeks ago, you may have heard. I've heard of some very close people to us. Just on the first day of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took their souls. And tilka al-ayyam, these are the days. But at the end, what happens? People will be split into two groups. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ Two groups. لَا ثَالِثَ لَهُمَا فَرِيقًا Only two groups. أَهْلِ الْيَمِينِ وَأَهْلِ الشِّمَالِ The people of the right, the people of the left. الْفَائِزُونَ الْخَاسِرُونَ The winners, the losers. The people of Jannah and the people of As-Sa'ir, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Only two groups. And I'd like you, or I'd like myself, with your permission, to take you to this trip. Just so we know about these two groups. So that inshallah ta'ala, we want this Ramadan, and we want to fast this Ramadan as if this is our last Ramadan ever. May Allah forbid. May Allah give you all long lives. But we want to fast this Ramadan as if this is the last Ramadan we will witness. Let's talk about these two groups. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ I'd like to start with the first fariq, the first group. The first group which starts from death. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ And then after the trumpet will be blown, everybody will sway. Everybody will die. Everybody will perish. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنْذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنْ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ Surah Az-Zumar. Allah talks about the first group. The first group as people will be resurrected. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا And then the non-believers will be brought into Jahannam Zumara, into groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا Imagine, they woke up, been resurrected from the graves, naked, barefooted. Naked, barefooted, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ The sun on top of their heads. They will be dragged into Jahannam Zumara, into groups. Terrified, petrified, as they reach the gate of Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا The gates of Jahannam will open. فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزْنَتُهَا And then the gatekeepers of Hellfire, they will tell them, أَوَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنْذِرُ لَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا Haven't messengers been sent to you to tell you about this day? To warn you about this day? They said, yes, we've been told, we heard, we listened. We came to Jum'ahs, we listened to many khutbas, we heard, messengers came to us and told us. But they went astray. They went astray. And wal'iyadu billah, they will be thrown in hellfire. What would happen? It is over, that's not over. In fact, it is just the beginning. And they will have wishes. The very first wish. Listen to this. The very first wish they will have once they are thrown in hellfire, may Allah save you all from hellfire. And you know that every day in Ramadan, not only the night of the 27th or Laylatul Qadr, every day in Ramadan, Allah will be saving souls from hellfire. You could be today for you, for all of you. It could be today, it could have been yesterday, it could be to Allahu A'lam, it could be this month. If you are amongst the winners, and Allah has asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among the winners for your souls to be saved from hellfire. What happens as they are thrown? They will have wishes. The very first wish they will say, Rabbana arji'na na'mal salihan inna muqinoon. Oh Allah, arji'na na'mal salihan. Bring us back. We shall work righteousness. Just bring us back. Bring us back, we will stop praying. We promise, we will pray, we will fast, we will wear hijab. Just bring us back. رَبَّنَا ارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا Bring us back to work righteousness. إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ رب gonna bring us up from it. If we go back, indeed, we are wrongdoers. Just bring us out. Give us another chance. Nah, this is your chance. The first wish would be rejected. They will have another wish. And this wish will be asked through the gatekeepers of hellfire. They will tell them, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ فِي النَّارِ لِخَزَنَةِ جَهَنَّمْ ادْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمًا مِنَ الْعَذَابِ قَالُوا أَوَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا بَلَى قَالُوا فَادْعُوا وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. The people of hellfire, they will call the gatekeepers of hellfire. They will say, ادْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Oh, you people of hellfires, all you angels, gatekeepers of hellfire, call your Lord, invoke, ask your Lord to diminish, to reduce the pain for only one day. One day off. They'll be asking for one day off in Jahannam. ادعوا ربكم يخفف عنا يوما من العذاب. Just one day. Take it easy one day. One day off. يخفف, to reduce the pain for one day. That wish will also be rejected. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Then they will have a third wish. And the third wish, they will ask it from the people of Jannah.
وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ.
They will call them. Who? The people of hellfire. They will call the people of Jannah. Those people they used to make fun of. Those people they used to ridicule. They will call them and they will say, please ask your Lord, could you please give us some water? They will ask for water, that's all. أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Or anything that Allah has blessed you with. Just give us some glass of water. Just a sip of water. That's all we want. قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They will say, Allah has prohibited them upon the non-believers. Even that third wish will be rejected. They will have one final wish. One final wish. And this wish will be directed and addressed directly to the master gatekeeper of hellfire.
وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكِ وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكِ يَا مَالِكِ يَا مَالِكِ.
Malik is the master gatekeeper of hellfire.
Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik.
Ibn Kathir says, they will be calling him Ya Malik, Ya Malik for 1,000 years. Ya Malik, Malik will ignore them.
Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, wa nadaw Ya Malik, liyaqdi alayna rabbuk.
They will wish to die. Oh Malik, ask your Lord to finish us off. We want to die.
قال إنكم ماكثون.
He told them, لا, you shall live in it forever. May Allah save us all. Forever. قال إنكم ماكثون. We need to understand this concept. Yes, I will talk about Jannah, but I need to talk about this and what happens there so that you and I, inshallah, can make it in our dua for Allah Azza wa Jalla to save us from hellfire in this blessed month of Ramadan. All their wishes will be rejected. But you know what? Let us move to the other group. What group? You, inshallah ta'ala. Ahl al-yameen. The people of the right. The people of Jannah.
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ.
وَسِيقَ. And then also the believers, the beautiful people like yourselves, will be brought to Jannah in groups. You see, we fast in a group. We break our fast in group. We pray in group. We will enter Jannah in group. We will not enter alone, inshallah. We will enter in group. When we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ al-mustaqim. We don't say ihdini, we say ihdina. The concept of unity and brotherhood, even in Jannah. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And then when they reach the gate of Jannah, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, the gates will be opened for them, and the gatekeepers of Jannah will tell them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ, peace be with you, طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, peace, they will hear peace, they will hear salam, and when they will reply, they will say, اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Oh Allah, you are the source of peace, and peace come from to you, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. And you will enter Jannah خالدين فيها. What will you be doing in Jannah? يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما. This is what you will hear in Jannah. Round of what these beautiful boys coming around with these dishes and beautiful drinks and fakiha mimma yashtahun. You know, all these beautiful fruits, all your soul can desire, and meet all your wishes, all your souls can desire. وَحُوْلْ عِنْ كَمْ فَلُونُ الْمَكْنُونَ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. All this as reward of what? Of what you used to do in this dunya. Yes, you made an effort. Yes, you woke up early in the morning to come to the masjid and to pray. And to pray Fajr. Yes, you made a little effort. The payback in Jannah. Yes, there may not be no payback here, but payback in Jannah. Kullu al-ajr wal-ajr kullu al-ajr fil Jannah inshaAllah ta'ala. How can we earn? What are some of the gateways to Jannah? How can we earn entry to Jannah? I will talk about that inshaAllah ta'ala. Afdal jasa fi istiraha. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أبواب الجنة أو الطرق التي تؤدي إلى الجنة كثيرة ومتنوعة. There's so many ways and gateways and pathways to Jannah. I will mention only few. Allah subhanahu, it's all in the Quran. Today my talk to you, it's all from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because I don't want you to come at the end and say, who said? Allah said, not me. Allah said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاضِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he calls or he talks about Jannah, he says hasten, rush. In Jahannam he does not say rush and hasten, but when Allah azza wa jalla talks about Jannah, he says wasari'u, sari'u yani hasten. Don't take your time, don't take it easy. Hasten, hasten, rush, rush, إلى جنة وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم, to forgiveness from your Lord. والجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض. الجنة, its width is the distance between the heavens and earth. أعدت للمتقين. Allah has prepared for the righteous. Who are the righteous? Describe them to us, O Allah. Allah says, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. Those who spend, those who give charity at times of good and also at times of adversity. In fact, this is the month of charity. This is the month of charity, isn't it? So I don't need to remind you, as you know better than myself, mashallah, tabarakallah, do not let a day go unless and until you have given a charity with the intention. With the intention, Ya Rabbi, save me. Save my loved ones from hellfire. Inshallah ta'ala, like today, inshallah, before you leave the masjid, put something in the box with that, you know, with that intention, Ya Rabbi, save me and save my family and my loved ones and the Muslim ummah from hellfire. This is one of the ways or the pathways of Jannah. You may say, Sheikh, Can you give me something easier? Tayyib, I'll give you something easier. Although, I don't want you to miss out the opportunity of giving sadaqah. But yes, there are so many other pathways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ عُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ Allah is talking about those who wrong themselves. فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ Or they not only wrong others, they wrong others and they wrong themselves. They committed sins, like myself, like ours. We all are sinners. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And they stop the sin. They seize the sin. What will happen to them? أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٍ مش جنة واحدة وَجَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their reward? Their reward is forgiveness from their Lord, and not only one Jannah. Jannat, heavens. Jannat tajri, runs underneath, beneath it was, run beneath it, Jannat, yani rivers, tajri min tahti al-anhar, again one more time, khalidina fiha, forever. So here's another opportunity. This is the month of Tawbah. I'm not going to wait until Eid to make Tawbah. I'm not going to wait until the night of the bar to make Tawbah. And Allah knows whether I'm going to make it into that night or not. This is the month of Tawbah. This is the month of Ihsan. This is the month of forgiveness. This is the month of the Quran. This is the month of Ar-Rahmat wal-Barakat. Take advantage of it. Like I said in the beginning, make it of fasting as if this is your last month that you will never witness again. Imagine if you were to fast with that intention. Ya Rabbi, I may not know whether I'm going to witness another Ramadan. Imagine how your Ramadan would be. How you would fast. How you would read the Quran. How you would rush to come to the masajid. And you would rush to give the sadaqat and righteousness and whatnot. Nobody will beat you up because you know that this is your last Ramadan. May Allah forbid. May Allah forbid and may Allah give you all long lives. And also to Prophet Muhammad when he migrated from Mecca to Medina. From Mecca to Medina, the very first speech he gave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very first words he gave, he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامِ وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ Three things, three advice he gave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ All people, أَفْشُوا السَّلَامِ Greet one another. Greet. Afshus salam. This is the month of salam, isn't it? I know you may say, Sheikh, you don't know what they have done to me. They've hurt me. They've harmed me. They have spread rumors. Yeah, Sheikh, I'm telling you, this is the month of forgiveness. Arham. Arham. Forgive. Allah forgives, wouldn't you? Forgive for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spread salam. Afshus salam. وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ And feed the poor. Again, meaning, give charity. وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ And pray at night while others are asleep. As he's telling the Sahaba, he's telling them, you know, he's telling them, قَوْمُ اللَّيْلِ قَوْمُ اللَّيْلِ And this is the month of Qiyam al-Layl, isn't it? This is the month where it's a Ramadanic school. It's a school. Train yourself. Build the habit of making Qiyam al-Layl. So it becomes easy, inshaAllah ta'ala, after Ramadan. قُومُ اللَّيْلِ Stand up and pray at night while others are asleep. And the Prophet says at the end, تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامِ You shall enter Jannah with peace. Easy. On whom Allah wish to make it easy on. If you think it's hard, then Allah will make it hard on you. But if you think it's easy, Allah will make it easy on you. If you love Allah truly, you will enter Jannah inshaAllah. And I'm sure you all love Allah. But excuse me, and I want to end with this. That who claims, or he who claims he loves Allah, he will be embarrassed to go to sleep at night. Although he claims he loves Allah, he goes to sleep at night with the intention not to wake up for Qiyam al-Layl or not to wake up for Fajr. وهو بيت النية والله أعلم أعلم أنه بيت النية أنه لن يقوم لصلاة الفجر ومع ذلك استيقظ Allah عز وجل knew that you went to sleep with the intention not to wake up سبحان الله for الفجر and not to come to the masjid for الفجر Allah He helped you. You woke up. You went to work. You made good living and you came back. The one you sinned against, he knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you had that intention not to wake up and not to pray and not to come to the masjid. Yet he allowed you to wake up and go and make some wealth and make some good deeds. He allowed you all that. Why? He loves you. He's trying to give you some chances to come back to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who claims he loves Allah, he would be embarrassed. He would be embarrassed to see the Quran and he does not take it and read it. He who claims he loves Allah, he would be embarrassed when his mom or his father calls him and he does not respond. How can he claim he loves Allah? Hey, this is the month where we should all again come and mend the hearts and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the highest level in Jannah for us, for our parents, for our mothers, for our children, for all our loved ones, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. May Allah grant you all firdaus ta'ala. May Allah bless your health and bless your wealth. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allahumma atina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Allahumma ahdina wa hdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مخلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا ضالا إلا هديته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مسحورا ولا ممسوسا إلا شفيته، ولا معيونا إلا شفيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا وقضيتها، أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا، يا رحيم ارحمنا، يا رحمن ارحمنا، يا غفور اغفر لنا، يا غفار اغفر لنا، يا عفو اعف عنا، يا تواب تب علينا، يا لطيف اطلب بنا، يا جبار اصبر كسرنا، يا جبار اصبر كسرنا، يا قوي قوينا، يا نصير انصرنا، يا عزيز اعزنا، يا عزيز اعزنا، يا وهاب هب لنا مغفرة من عندك، يا ودود ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا الى 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 طاعتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم ان نسينا فلا ننسى والدينا، اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا، والدينا والدينا، اللهم ارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا، الاحياء منهم اغفر لهم، الاحياء منهم يا رب اهدهم، يا رب اكرمهم، يا رب اكرمهم واحسن اليهم، والاموات منهم تجاوز عنهم، نور مدخلهم، آمن روعتهم، آنس وحشتهم، نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس، يغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبرد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيم الصلاة.